President, the outgoing president, Gonzalo Sanchez Lozada, said quite clearly in his resignation letter that he felt that the gas had been used as a pretext pretext by the opposition to leave a discontent, the fact that the economy has been bumping along the low bottom for some 3 or 4 years now, and that people really feel that government doesn't represent them, it doesn't listen to them, it doesn't respond to their needs, and that the gas issue was used as a kind of banner to bring together lots of different union groups and social groups. It was the glue that bound them together and allowed this to become such an enormous protest. But in a way, it's not really the issue. The issue is about representative democracy in Bolivia and about the ability of the poor and indigenous majority to really have their needs met by what they consider to be a government of upper class people who have descended from white immigrants imposed on them by the Spanish colonial period here.
How did ex-president Sanchez de Lozada's get into power in the first place?
Well, he was elected in a very close-run election last year. His party won 22.5% of the vote, followed by 21% of the vote for the opposition indigenous party, MAS, and then two other parties very close behind them. So the vote was highly fragmented, and only by forming a coalition with a three-party coalition was the president able to govern at all and have a legislative agenda.
So now President Carlos Mesa, he's in a rather precarious situation then.
Well, he is. He said some very radical things in his speech to Congress this evening, immediately after the resignation of the president was accepted by Congress. Carlos Mesa was sworn in as president. And he made a half-hour unscripted address to the Congress, which was quite radical, quite visionary, and said a number of things. Would you like me to detail them? Or?
A few of them, yes. Okay. Some of the more radical things that caught your attention.
Sure, okay. In theory, and under Bolivia's constitution, Carlos Mesa could now serve out the rest of the term of this government, which doesn't end until August 2007. But he said he won't do that. He said that he wants to see two things achieved by Congress in the next, in as short a time as it's possible to achieve them. One is finally dealing with the issue of gas and carrying out a referendum on the gas issue, which all Bolivians would have a right to express their view about just how Bolivia's natural gas resources will be used in the future. That's one thing he wants to achieve. The government of Gonzalo Sanchez Lozada really didn't want to go for a referendum, and so that's a break with the past there. And then the other thing that he said is that he wants to carry out a process. There's been a big strong call here in Bolivia to institute some kind of asamblea constituyente, they call it here, a constitutional assembly that will allow for a complete reform of the constitution and make it much more representative of Bolivia's indigenous majority. So he said that he wants to oversee that process, and once that process is complete, he would like to step aside and allow elections to take place. Now, actually, under the constitution, that's not allowed, but I'm sure they'll find a way of finessing it.
Do you think the lawmakers will go along with this idea? Because that could put their seats in danger.
Indeed it could. And something else Carlos Mesa said was that the cabinet that he appoints will have no party political people in it whatsoever. And that's something that he's going to have to work very hard to make stick, I think, because obviously, certainly in Bolivia, political parties like to have appointees in government. That's how they give jobs to their supporters and so on, and it will be a huge break with tradition and very difficult to make stick.
Any reaction from the opposition yet?
There was a lot of catcalling and whistling at the beginning of the session of Congress, and at the end there was again catcalling and so on, but they largely listened respectfully to what he had to say, and he was widely applauded by the Congress. But the opposition is not going to lie down. They're clearly not entirely happy with the idea that Carlos Mesa comes in. They've done all the hard work to get rid of Gonzalo Sanchez Lozada, and now they haven't really achieved that much in terms of their own ability to gain power. So this promise of an early election is going to have to be fulfilled, or there will be, I'm sure, more agitation in the not too distant